The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
The West Live. West Live.
Making news.
Joining me now in the studio is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. G'day, mate.
Mate, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
We've made it. What a week.
I know. And even though the weather is a bit miserable, I'm still so happy it's Friday. Bring it on. Bring on the weekend.
Bring it on. It'll be a wet weekend. Let's hope it all gets out of the system before grand final week. It's looking sunny for next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then a little bit of rain Thursday. I'm hoping it's just one of those sort of quick sprinkles and then sunny again for the grand final.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And not like the previous 3 months of misery. No, we don't want that. And so let's talk about the grand final. How quickly do those tickets sell out?
9 minutes. Bang. Gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I reckon they would have gone even quicker.
Fast and the Furious.
If the Ticketmaster system had been capable of moving quicker.
Well, they were saying it was some sort of Australian record, 180,000 people in the queue for 10,000 tickets. And Gil McLachlan was saying a world record even.
Well, and when you think about it, each one of those people of how many, did you say 180,000? Mm. So each one of those 180,000 probably wasn't just on to buy one ticket.
They might have wanted four.
Yeah, two or four. So you could be talking about a potentially, you know, sort of 500,000 to 750,000 ticket demand.
So basically needing 10 Optus stadiums.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Which is just absolutely crazy. But
I've
also
seen suggestions,
not surprising.
It should have been kind of a best of five series. Well, look, if we get a draw.
I like it. Or it's like, exactly. Or like in a Grand Slam tennis thing. So you have like the first round you get a pass through to the second round.
Yes.
And then you get a pass through to the third round.
Love it.
The quarterfinals. And so you just whittle down. So it really narrows down the people who really want it the most.
You would have to think that this would give the AFL confidence for future opportunities for Perth.
Absolutely.
Bring it to Perth.
Absolutely.
It'll sell out. We go to everything.
Well, as I just
nothing comes here. So when it does, we make the most of it.
Well, as I just said at the top of the show, like my mate was able to score tickets. Like he was very lucky. It was his birthday as well yesterday. And so he's logged on, from my understanding, he's logged on his laptop, he's logged on with his phone, and the laptop has said, you know, you're 75,000th in the queue. So he's like, that's not looking good.
I'm out.
And then on his phone, it said, you are 2,000th in the queue. And there was only 10,000 tickets. So he's like, hang on a minute.
I've got it. And he got them.
He got them.
Well, I've heard stories of people who were further in front of him, and then it said, oops, something went wrong.
Your request is timed out.
Yeah.
Or you get the wheel of death or something like that. Oh, it's it would have been so
brutal.
Stressful for people.
Oof.
But how fun, though.
Don't
you
it's going to be
everyone
so much
fun. Everyone remember where they were when the GF
when the tickets went on sale. Yeah, it's one of those things. Princess Diana, September 11, when the tickets went on sale. There's still a few ways you can get tickets, though. There's the golden ticket competition in the West Australian. That's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory style competition between now and Wednesday, I think it is. There's going to be some golden tickets in there.
Which one of us is Willy Wonka in this scenario?
Rick? Is Rick Willy Wonka? Is he going to hand out the... He'll hand out the family passes, surely.
Yeah.
Is that how this works?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm probably Veruca in all of this. Then there's another competition, 7 News. You need a code word. So we have a competition running there. Then if all else fails, you don't win the competitions, you can apply for a job at Optus Stadium and kind of be at the stadium. You might not see any of the game, but you'll be there to experience it. Well, you might be, you know, flipping burgers or whatever. Yeah. They need chefs. They need attendants.
And surely they'll be doing stuff in that precinct, right? Like obviously the Camfield will be having a massive show. That'll be probably your next best thing. But you'd think that the AFL or Optus Stadium or the state government would be doing something, you know, around that area for people who don't have tickets if they want to wander over Matagorda Bridge and be a part of it somehow.
Well, and just wait outside.
Yeah, just hang around outside.
Like a shag on a rock.
Yeah, big screen. Put up a big screen.
Well, you could do that. Put up a big screen. Yeah. They do that often at these big events. I mean, alternatively, you can just sit at home and watch on your TV.
Live have a big party.
Live and free.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. On Channel 7.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I'm letting you do the plug.
Classy.